This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo Te Hapuri, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today being the first Thursday of the month, we are getting back into the rhythm of talking about digital tools that are helpful for our well-being. Stick around for that, but first, a shout-out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Kia ora koutou. Welcome to the month of February and our first show. As we started doing last year, for the past few months, the first episode of the month, we will talk about digital tools that can be supportive to our well-being. And last year, I shared in between 3 or 4 apps and websites that I found had some support to well-being. And I just thought that to start off this year, we are going to use the show to talk about, you know, the evidence behind digital tools and why they can be very useful and helpful to us. So we are starting by looking at the device you might be holding right now. For a long time, the narrative in Aotearoa has been that screens are the enemy. We talk about social media causing anxiety and the digital divide. But as we sit here in 2026, the evidence has shifted. We are currently facing a reality where wait lists for face-to-face therapy in some regions of New Zealand can be months long. That is where digital health interventions, or DHIs, come in. This isn't just scrolling for wellness. This is about clinically validated, peer-reviewed tools that are helping Kiwis bypass the stigma of the waiting room. Today, we're going to look at the science of why digital tools work, the specific New Zealand apps you should have on your phone, and how we ensure these tools stay safe and private. So today I want to bring some actual science evidence or the evidence base. People often ask, can an app really be good as a person? The answer, according to a 2025 meta-analysis from the University of Auckland, and meta-analysis is a type of science research. So the evidence from that meta-analysis from the University of Auckland is that for mild to moderate depression and anxiety, digital CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy is significantly more effective than treatment as usual. Example, just seeing a GP, and often matches the outcomes of traditional therapy. Why does it work according to that research? One, the disinhibition effect. Research shows Kiwis, especially our men and our rangatahi, or youth, are more likely to be honest with a digital interface initially. There is no fear of the pity look from the therapist. Two, immediate intervention. Stigma often prevents people from seeking help until they are in crisis. Digital tools provide subclinical support, catching you when you're just starting to feel a little off, preventing this slide into a crisis. And three, neuroplasticity. Apps like BrainHQ or Groove use a gamified tasks to encourage your brain to form new, healthier pathways through repetition, something you can't always do in a once-a-week therapy session. Now, if you're listening and feeling a bit overwhelmed, here are the four pillars of the New Zealand digital ecosystem that you can access today. Number one, Just a Thought. And we shared about Just a Thought in one of our episodes last year. So it's www.justathought.co.nz. The info, this is a free online CBT provider. It's essentially a structured course you do at your own pace. The science, it's based on the Way Up model from Australia, which has over 10 years of clinical trials. In New Zealand, data shows that users experience a 40 to 50% reduction in symptoms of distress upon completion. And why it fights stigma? It is prescribed by GPs. It's not a secret. It's a recognized medical tool in New Zealand. So that was Just a Thought. Two, Groove, G-R-O-O-V. You find it. It's an app that you can find on your App Store or Google Play. The info, it is created by Sir John Kirwan. It's moved from just tips to highly personalized AI coach. So now it uses really effective, evidence-based AI as a coach. The feature of Groove, it uses the six pillars of well-being, which is connect, give, take notice, keep learning, be active, and this one, it added sleep, which is the base of everything. The example, if the app notices you haven't checked in for 2 days, it doesn't guilt trip you. It sends a micro nudge with a 30-second breathing exercise designed to reset your cortisol levels. And cortisol is that, if you don't remember, the hormone we release when I'm going through a stressful time. Three, the lowdown. So the www.thelowdown.co.nz. The info is specifically for our youth, so young people. And the feature, it's not just an app, it's a community. It features real stories from Kiwis who have come out of the other side of depression. This is social proof, which is the number one killer of stigma. When you see someone like you Talking about it, the shame disappears. Number four, 1737.org.nz. The info, it is not an app, but it's a digital must-have. The example, you can text the number 1737 anytime in New Zealand. In 2026, their digital interface allows you to transition from a text to a video call with a trained counselor in under 10 minutes, and it's totally free. And that was the number 1737. Number five, Sparks. So it's spelled S-P-A-R-X, and that's www.sparx.org.nz. The concept, it is a literal fantasy video game. It's an online video game. I'm pretty sure it's also an app, a free app you can download. You create an avatar or a character and enter a world to fight gnats, spelled G-N-A-T-H, which is spelled for gloomy, negative, automatic thoughts. Now, the evidence, a landmark study published in the British Medical Journal showed Sparks is at least as effective as face-to-face counseling for mild to moderate depression in New Zealand youth. It works equally well for Māori, Pacifica, and Pākehā rangatahi, or young people. Number six, we have Manaaki Ora, which is created by Te Reo Ora. The clinical hook, this is built on Te Whare Tapawhā. And if you haven't heard of Te Whare Tapawhā, we mention here a lot. Te Whare Tapawhā, it's a framework for holistic health and well-being. Why it works? It's a culturally centered tool for Māori individuals and whānau. It doesn't just look at thoughts. It looks at spiritual, physical, and whānau well-being. It's narrated and uses simple graphics, making it one of the most accessible tools in the country. So that's Manaaki Ora, is spelled M-A-N-A-A-K-I, Ora, O-R-A. The next one we're going to talk about is Headstrong, as one word, Headstrong. And the concept behind Headstrong is a chatbot co-designed by New Zealand youth. It uses Changit and Stressless courses to teach CBT skills through a familiar chat interface. One of the biggest stigmas we face is that Western therapy doesn't always fit our worldview. Digital tools in 2026 are changing that. The next tool I'm mentioning today, it's one that I also mentioned in one of last year's digital tool episodes, and it's called Anti-D. So Anti and D is D-E-E. So it's antid.co.nz. So who is it for? It's for Pacifica and Māori youth, ages 14 to 25. But actually, I found out myself that Anti-D can be used by anyone and everyone. It's very, very helpful. So how it works? It is based on structured problem solving. In many Pacific cultures, you go to an auntie figure for advice. This tool guides you through identifying a problem, generating solutions, and making a plan without giving you the answers. It empowers you to be the expert of your own life. For the adults listening, if you are feeling the burnout of 2026 already, here's your toolkit. Number one, Beating the Blues. This is an evidence-based, computer-administered CBT program. It's been used in New Zealand for years and is often prescribed by GPs. It's perfect for those who want a medical-grade tool without the clinical office. 2. Fitu, spelled W-H-I-T-U. 7 ways in 7 days. A holistic app that gives you a 7-day plan for anxiety. It's made in New Zealand and focuses on self-compassion and looking after your physical body. And 3, the Mental Health AI Navigation Platform. Now, this is a future AI platform that was recently announced by our Mental Health Minister, Matt Ducey, recently. And this will be a digital front door, apparently. This is an AI platform that will allow you to see exactly what services are available for you in your specific town, like Hamilton or even Cargo, and you can even book directly. But this is not available yet, but keep your eyes out for this digital front door announced by our current Minister of Mental Health, Matt Ducey. Another digital New Zealand digital tool worth mentioning, it's Melon Health, M-E-L-O-N, just like the fruit, Melon Health. It is specifically designed for Kiwis dealing with chronic illness and mental health. The key feature, it provides a mineralized peer support community. You aren't just talking to a screen, you are connected to a moderated community of Kiwis who just gets it. Okay, let's talk about AI and digital humans. It sounds like sci-fi, but digital humans are here. You may have seen Sir John Kerwin's virtual twin, which is called Digital JK. Why talk to a robot? Research from the University of Southern California found that people are more likely to reveal personal secrets to a virtual interviewer than a real person. In New Zealand, tools like Ask Groove from the Groove app have an automatic escalation. If you type in words that suggest you are at risk, the AI doesn't just talk. It triggers a direct link to 1737 or Need to Talk. The clinical efficacy. A 2025 study in the Lancet Digital Health found that these AI-led interactions can reduce symptoms of distress by up to 30%. Because they are available at 3 a.m., precisely when stigma-related isolation is at its worst. Let's quickly recap all the digital tools that are New Zealand-based that we shared today. We mentioned Groove, Small Steps, Just a Thought, Beating the Blues, Fetu, Sparks, The Lowdown, Headstrong, Auntie D, Manaki Ora, and Melon Health. We also mentioned 1737 Need to Talk, and Healthify.nz. Believe me or not, this is not a fully comprehensive list of evidence-based New Zealand digital tools that are helpful for our mental health and well-being. There are others, and I'm hoping to carry on this conversation every first episode of the month. Just before we finish today, I want to give you a little bit of a warning. There are over 10,000 mental health apps on the App Store. Most are useless, some are dangerous. Here are the red flags I want to share. Data farming. If an app is free but not funded by the Minister of Health or a reputable NGO, they might be selling your mood data to advertising or advertisers. lack of clinical backing. If an app claims to cure PTSD or bipolar disorder without citing a peer-reviewed study, stay away. Basically, if it doesn't mention that the app or website is backed by scientific evidence and clinical research, that's a huge red flag. So please, please, please be careful. The gold standard in New Zealand, look for the Health Navigator New Zealand Seal of Approval. They have a team of clinicians who audit apps for us. If they say it's safe, it's safe. Also check for HIPAA, so HIPAA or GDPR compliance in the settings. This means your secrets stay encrypted and means the app or website keep your privacy to the standards of New Zealand. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a Crisis Assessment Team, they're part of the Community Mental Health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number I want to give you is I want to give you the outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Okay, so we covered a little bit about the science. We covered a little bit about New Zealand digital tools and potential safety concerns. But the biggest hurdle to fighting stigma is simply starting. We often think we need to be sick enough to seek help. Digital tools prove that's not true. You can be well and still want to be better. Now, I want everyone listening to do one thing. Don't sign up for a 12-week course yet. Just go to smallsteps.org.nz, which is another wonderful, amazing New Zealand-based website. So that's www.smallsteps.org.nz. It's a beautifully designed New Zealand site. Spend 2 minutes on their box breathing or thought lab tools. Stigma says, keep it inside. The digital world says, here is a safe place to put it. I'm your host, Haisa, and this has been Fighting Stigma. Let's use our tech to heal, not just to scroll. See you next week. Right here on the Fighting Stigma show on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.